Emails show Burisma executive opened Maltese bank account for Hunter Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on June 18, 2023. Burisma Holdings executive Vadim Pasherskyi informed Hunter Biden in 2016 that he was opening a Maltese bank account for him, emails from Hunter Biden's laptop show. Pasherskyi was an associate of Mykola Zlochevsky, who allegedly paid Hunter and Joe Biden each $5 million in a pay-for-play scheme. According to Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, an FBI informant document indicates Mykola Zlochevsky allegedly kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations with them as an insurance policy. Emails uncovered by the nonprofit Marco Polo suggest Burisma tried to move money to the Bidens through a Maltese bank account set up by Pasherskyi for Hunter Biden. In May 2016, Pasherskyi requested the documentation required for the account opening, including a copy of Hunter's passport, a bank reference letter, and a utility bill. Hunter responded to Pasherskyi, "We are working on this. I was traveling with my dad and had my passport abroad last week." In the following weeks, Hunter Biden's assistant, Joan Meyer, provided copies of Hunter's documentation at the request of Pasherskyi. Meyer also suggested providing a letter from Hunter's law firm to confirm his annual salary. "Hi Vadim. We are slowly getting there. Not sure this is helpful, but attached is the color passport, utility bill and bank reference letter. They still need to be apostilled though, which we will do when we get these other requested documents. I just wanted to confirm what is required for a certified declaration of source wealth including profile. We can provide a letter from Hunter's corporation, Owasco, confirming his annual salary. Is that what the bank is looking for?" On May 13, 2016, just a week after Meyer followed up with Pasherskyi about the additional documents, a Burisma attorney emailed Hunter Biden sharing the address and SWIFT code of the Maltese bank, Satabank. A few days later, Meyer sent Hunter's tax ID number and signature to Pasherskyi, who responded with a confirmation, "All received." According to Times of Malta, in 2018, Satabank closed upon money laundering violations. The transaction involved Ukrainian energy giant Burisma Group, which had U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter, on its board of directors until April 2019. It passed due diligence tests including one by Malta-based Satabank, which processed the transaction and has since lost its license to operate. The court heard how the police investigation began over the involvement of Burisma's founder, Mykola Zlochevsky, a Ukrainian oil and natural gas businessman, politician and oligarch. A year later, the bank's accounts froze, and investigations started for suspicious transactions tied to illegal activities, Malta reported in 2019. In 2021, Malta reported that an early €11 billion in transactions that flowed through the Malta-based Satabank were flagged as suspicious in 2020, auditors say have said. In 2020, the New York Post reported that Ukrainian officials seized a $6 million cash bribe linked to Mykola Zlochevsky. Ukrainian officials seized a $6 million cash bribe, the largest in the nation's history, in a case linked to the founder of Burisma Holdings, the gas company that gave Hunter Biden a seat on its board of trustees, the report read. Hunter and Joe Biden appear to have personally met with Pasherskyi in 2015. Pasherskyi emailed Hunter Biden and his business partner Devin Archer to thank Hunter Biden for organizing a private dinner with then-Vice President Joe Biden at Cafe Milano in D.C. "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure," the email reads. In a previous email, Pasherskyi asked Hunter Biden for advice to benefit Burisma. "We urgently need your advice on how you could use your influence to convey a message, signal, etc. to stop what we consider to be politically motivated actions, bearing in mind the following. Burisma Holdings is a leader among private gas producers. Our primary client is ArcelorMittal, Ukraine's biggest metal steel plant. We cover more than 60% of its gas needs. Our clients and their production are largely dependent on our work and our ability to perform our contractual obligations. We employ hundreds of employees, etc. and etc. Negative influence on our companies may result in multi-level negative social, economical and political consequences. Please advise, looking forward for your reply. Vadim Pasharsky. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, a member of the House Oversight Committee, told Breitbart News last week that the FBI's informant document depicts Slachevsky telling the informant that the alleged payments of the bribes would take 10 years to unravel. She also said the document indicated Hunter Biden's position on Burisma's board, where he received about $80,000 per month. These were monthly installments of a $5 million total cut owed to Hunter Biden in the deal with his father. Despite the allegations, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, believes the FBI has taken little to no action on the FBI's informant's information. The stonewalling triggered Comer to issue two more bank subpoenas last week, along with a demand for Devin Archer to testify. Archer is a Biden family business associate and Hunter Biden's best friend in business. Archer served in 2014 with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma, a Ukraine-based energy company. Archer was also photographed playing golf with then-Vice President Joe Biden in Southampton, New York, in 2014. In 2016, Archer resigned from Burisma's board after his arrest. Related, Grassley, foreign national in alleged Biden bribery scheme has insurance policy recordings of Joe and Hunter. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.